Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. So Hurricane Sandy continues to stall early voting in Maryland and D.C. today. Five West Virginia counties also suspended early voting, and several voter registration offices in Virginia are closed for at least part of the day. In the crucial swing state of Ohio, Sandy knocked out power to about 250,000 people. Mitt Romney canceled a rally there today, instead holding a storm relief event outside of Dayton. But voters who can see TV ads are reacting to this one from Mitt Romney.
Obama took GM and Chrysler into bankruptcy and sold Chrysler to Italians who are going to build Jeeps in China.
Campaigning in Youngstown, Ohio yesterday, President Clinton called that ad the biggest load of bull in the world. Vice President Biden said it was bizarre, and the Obama campaign responded with this ad.
Chrysler itself has refuted Romney's lie. The truth? Jeep is adding jobs in Ohio.
So let's wade into the political storm in Ohio over Jeep with Karen Kassler. She's bureau chief for Ohio Public Radio State House News in Columbus. Karen, first of all, is this a big story there because it's just being reported on outside of Ohio?
Oh, it's a huge story. The auto bailout has been big from the beginning. It's been a big part of the Obama campaign strategy here in Ohio. Ads have been on the air for months now about President Obama and the auto bailout, or as some refer to it as the auto rescue, and how many jobs it potentially saved. It's also played a role in the U.S. Senate campaign in Ohio, since that's a big race. It's the second or third most expensive Senate campaign in the United States right now. And so this has definitely been a big issue. But because of the weather, this story is just really starting to break out here, and it's something to talk about, definitely.
Well, it started last week when Mitt Romney said in a speech, you know, in front of people in Defiance, Ohio, he said, I read a story. I read that Chrysler is moving Jeep production to China. So let's get to the truth of that claim. What did Chrysler say in response?
Well, in fact, according to Chrysler, Jeep is adding 1,100 jobs to an assembly plant in Ohio in the Toledo area, actually 1,100 jobs, rather, and $500 million of investment in that plant. And so the company and Democrats and union members are now really starting to strike back. You heard the ad that you just played there a moment ago with some other information from the company, from Chrysler, saying that this is not true. What Mitt Romney quoted from this blogger that he read is not, in fact, the case.
Well, one can understand, if you keep peeling back the layers to this, how there might have been some misunderstanding, because apparently Bloomberg News wrote an article about how Chrysler was talking to its Chinese producers about the cars that are already being produced in China, and it's talking about increasing some of that production. But nowhere did it say it was going to stop the production in Ohio. And as you said, it's actually going to add jobs in Ohio. So how is it that the Romney campaign put out this ad after it was corrected? You know, what it said in public to a rally was corrected.
Well, we saw this earlier in the year with this ad on welfare reform and how the president was changing welfare reform to just plain old welfare. And that was highly discredited and debunked. And this is the same kind of thing. And in fact, the Romney campaign is now saying not that it's going to take the ad off the air. It's actually going to expand the ad's run. It's going to start running that ad, an audio version of that ad, in radio stations in the Toledo area where the Jeep plant is located. So the Romney campaign is not backing down on this at all.
Well, and the Washington Post gave the Romney ad 4 Pinocchios. I think that's the most you can get.
So, and PolitiFact rated it as pants on fire, which is their worst rating, yes.
Right, right. Well, but what are people there in Ohio saying?
Well, first of all, with the weather, we didn't get it nearly as bad as the East Coast did, but there was snow before Halloween. So this was a big deal in Ohio, and that's why that's been the dominant story. This is really just starting to trickle down from northern Ohio, where the automakers are located, down into the central and southern parts of the state. And Columbus, where I am, the middle of the state, is considered to be a big key area for both the candidates. So this is going to be big, big news. President Obama has canceled his campaign appearances in Ohio for tomorrow because of Sandy, and this was where we were really expecting to hear a lot more about this, but there's still a weekend to go before the vote, and we are actually voting in Ohio this weekend before the election.
Well, we do know one thing. The race is razor tight there in Ohio. The president at 49 points, Romney at 48. That's a tightening race, but we have heard that Ohio is the only state where Barack Obama has a lot of white male supporters, and that is because they are auto workers. How are the auto workers responding to this claim by Mitt Romney, this false claim that Chrysler is going to be moving the jobs out of Toledo when, in fact, it's adding jobs in Toledo?
Well, as you can expect, the Democrats, the auto workers unions have been blowing this up, sending out lots of news releases and doing conference calls and really talking this up as being a big deal. We have a new Quinnipiac poll. It's coming out tomorrow. The last one in September that really measured the auto bailout specifically found 62% of Ohio voters had thought it was mostly a success, and 61% of non-college educated whites believed it was a success. And so the auto bailout has continued to be critical here, and this whole flap now, I think, is going to be a major, major issue in Ohio, where, as you mentioned, the race is really, really close as we're going into the final weekend before the vote.
Right. And just one last thing. People are talking about early voting. In some areas, West Virginia, for instance, that got slammed by snow, it's hurt the efforts to get out the vote for early voting, which at one point we thought statistics showed was benefiting President Obama. Now the statistics say it might be tighter between the candidates, both benefiting about the same from early voting. What is your sense of what's happening there in Ohio?
Well, there were numbers that came out yesterday from the area of Columbus, Franklin County, where I am, that said that yesterday, even in spite of the weather, was the biggest day for early voting so far ever in terms of walk-in in-person voting. And Democrats outnumber Republicans in walk-in in-person voting by at least 2-1, I think. So that early voting has caught on a lot. But right now, at least with the walk-in votes, Democrats are winning in that category. But then the mail-in votes, Republicans and Democrats are about equal.
That's Karen Kessler, Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio State House News, on the latest war over words regarding Jeep in Ohio. Karen, thanks so much.
Stay warm out there.
Oh, thank you. And just another thought about the extent of the storm's reach as we head into this election, both, you know, storms going side by side. We heard from a listener who said, I work in a hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. All our servers are in New Jersey, so their computers there at that hospital in Birmingham, Alabama have been down since last night. Boy, just the reach of this storm and the political storm as well. We'll continue to keep an eye on both. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, by Harvard University, whose Harvard Extension School has online and on-campus courses for students around the world, extension.harvard.edu, and the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, with Os Gêmeos, colorful dynamic paintings by Brazil's most renowned street artists, on view now, icaboston.org.